My friends, it is time that I record another podcast. I have been meditating all day. I have some information for you. The first thing that I would like to transmit to you is a download I received about, again, what money is, because I feel like this is a huge topic in our current society as more paradigms are being torn down about the reality of getting money, earning money, and how the circulation of money has been upheld this entire time and how that's shifting with the rise of crypto and technology at large, including AI. So the download I received said this: if you want money, do not focus on it, right? Because money comes in waves and flows. When you trade, for example, let's say you're a trader and you trade. When you make a trade, when you have to close, you do not focus. The focus is never on the end result of how much you're going to be making. It's only on what is, right? Your focus is only on what is currently happening for you to remain in a state of stasis or balance. And so this is the same thing with life overall and with time. When we remain in a state of balance, a balanced frequency, no matter what's happening in our life, we are balanced. We know who we are. We ride high on the wave of love and acceptance of circumstance and acceptance of ourselves, acceptance of others. When we are there, we are not thrown off balance by the things that come our way. And even if we are thrown off balance, it is only to regain our balance, right? Like if you fall off a bike, you know that you have fallen. So what do you need to do when you fall? You need to get up. Because that is the next step, right? That is the premise of all of continuation. That is the premise of all of life, of all cycles in life, is sine, cosine, up, down, fall, get up, fall, get up. It keeps going. When you're up, you will fall as well. This is just how life is. So let's say good things are happening to you in your life. Understand that there's nothing you can do to stop them from coming, and there's nothing you can do to make them come faster, right? Like everything we experience on a daily basis is karma. So in the same way, which is just action, reaction, cause, effect, that's what karma is. So in the same way, we should treat money like an energy because it is. And we should treat everything as energy because it is, you see? And so when we see finances in this way of flow, of ease, you know, you start to have fun in your day, in your day-to-day activities. You enjoy what you do. You get into it. You're working out. Hey, you get into it. You want to know what? It's free. It's free to work out. It's free to have fun. You know, it's free to get into it. It's free to focus your mind upon a physical task or even a mental task or rumination, right? It's free to focus. And within focus breeds everything. Everything. But see, when we are distracted, we suffer, right? When we are distracted and looking outside of ourselves for answers, we suffer. When we are distracted and comparing ourselves to other people, we suffer. When we are distracted and thinking in terms of hate or negativity or woe is me or he said, she said, or like, why did they do this to me? You know, that's when we suffer. So we must remain focused. The key to life is to remaining focused. When you are surfing on a surfboard and maintaining your balance, you must focus to maintain balance. Balance requires a great amount of focus. So focus on what? Well, focus on that internal equilibrium, that internal peace, happiness, brilliance, bliss, stability, that God energy, which lights up the room, which powers the heartbeat, which is the essence of a candle, of a fire flame, you know, of a flame. It's that energy that we all carry that we must use and employ every day within our daily activities in order to really have fun in our life. This is how you fall in love with life, with people, with yourself. You are energized and you are up. You know what I mean? You are up. Ask me about this because I have undergone lots of witnessing of depression and such. So ask me about this because I can tell you how to get there permanently. And whether you have wanted to be happy or not, actively, you know, and made steps towards it, everyone's desire is to be happy. Everyone's desire is to be at peace and to love and to be loved. That's it. It's a basic fundamental nature of the soul. It's not even a human quality. It's a soul quality. Animals have this quality as well. Animals are extremely intelligent, sentient, loving, intuitive, intelligent beings. We don't know this because we don't study animals. We forget. Again, we get distracted. We think social media is everything. Ask me about this. I once thought this too. And I'm stepping, as I step back and more and more into like my purpose, because I didn't really let myself use social media till I really knew what I wanted to do with it. And as I step more back into my purpose, I'm realizing that it requires me actually using social media to teach, for the purpose of teaching. But human beings think social media is real life when they are not teaching, right? Like when we are distracted, we cannot teach. When we are distracted and looking around at other people's stuff and comparing and everything, then we can't teach. We can't cultivate any knowledge within and then share that with the world. And that's the whole premise and point of social media, is to share what you got. I don't care what you got. That's why I will never judge anybody for posting anything they want on social media, including people that really, you know, people really judge, like, celebrities and models and stuff, which is horrible because everything is just so beautiful. Like, there is nothing that is not beautiful, you see, in the world and, like, on what people decide to put out there. It's just that I want people to be happy. That's the thing. Like, I want people to be happy. So do whatever makes you happy and share your happiness with the world. Share your joy with the world, because you teach by the clarity of your own example. That is how you teach. You don't teach when you struggle or suffer to teach. I know so many people that are in coaching businesses that don't even want to be there, but that's just what they think they need to do. You know what I mean? Because they've seen other people do it and gain success. And they're thinking off of the premise of business, They're thinking off of the premise of business being related to, like, easy money. It's not. Business is the everyday transaction of goods and services, period. It's a very neutral term. It's a very silly, fun, playful term, especially in our modern day where anybody can become a business or a brand. You can take what you have, magnify it, quantify it, and create beautiful things for the world and sell it. Like, sell yourself, you know, sell your energy, you know. Not for a specific price, of course, because you can't put a price tag on who you are, but you can use the modern day tools that we have to be able to, you know, earn you a livelihood. So this is all back to the download I received today about money and how money comes when we don't focus on it. Again, the example of the struggling business owner coach that's like trying their hardest to like be a coach, but they're looking at other coaches and they're like, oh my gosh, why is my coaching thing not working? And, you know, they like really want to be successful in their business and have time freedom, which I understand, but there's no passion in there. There's no fire in there. There has to be fire and passion in whatever you're doing in order for it to yield results, especially when it comes to money. Money is just influx. It's just an in-stream. It's going to match whatever output you're giving out. This is like the Emma Chamberlain effect, if you guys are into that or know about social media at all. You'll know that Emma Chamberlain was a YouTuber. She's still a YouTuber that exploded around 2017, I want to say, 2018. And she is known for being like the DW of social media and YouTube, and she just says what she wants and does what she wants. Well, this was, you know, back in the day when she exploded, and she had fun. The key is to have fun. The key is not to say what you want and do what you want, because obviously these things are not always to the benefit of you, but the key in life is to have fun. Every day. My teacher, Abraham Hicks, says, if it's not fun, don't do it. And if you have to do it because you have no other choice, then make it fun. Make it fun. We all have the power of focus. We all have the power to dive within our minds and make anything fun for ourselves. Anything. Including studying, or including commuting, or including working out. Whatever it is, you can make it so fun for yourself. This ideology, this gift or key to life is like the reason why I never ever stop myself ever from falling in love with people, which, by the way, people think it's a very serious or heavy thing to fall in love. No, it's not. It's the easiest and sweetest and most fun thing in the world. And you become love, you know, you become you become it, and you don't need anything from anybody because your love is supplied by the source. You know, that's the type of frequency I'm talking about. This is what I have to say next. If you have not tried to meditate, or you're not into meditation, you do not know how to focus. And most people don't know how to focus. And so when they study, they get distracted easily, or they can't study for long periods of time, or they don't know what to study. They don't know what they like to study. They don't know what they're passionate about studying. You know, and you only know what you're passionate about studying by first studying small passions that lead you to bigger passions. And soon you'll see that there's more and more things to study, and you'll never run out of things to study. And your consciousness, or your energy, or your person, your personality will become so enriched and like expanded and free and fun and joyful that you know so many things. And you may be thinking, well, I can't study, or you know, what are you talking about? You know, not everybody likes to study. Some people can't. Well, you know, you want to know what? Everybody can, because everybody has the power of focus. This is an innate power. I do not agree with the diagnoses that are given in modern day medicine, such as the diagnosis of ADHD, OCD, depression, anxiety. I do understand and believe that these are true diagnoses, but I do not believe in them. You see, I do not believe in them as being sustained or sustainable. I do not believe that they should be sustained. I believe that they are destructive diagnoses, and they should be countered with various practices that reclaim the self, that reclaim the inner self, the true self, the power that we are, through different ways of healing, different ways of self-healing and self-care, like meditation and writing about the self, writing to see what is within so that it can be put out, right? So we wipe the slate of the subconscious mind clean, because when we wipe the slate of our inner being clean, we are born anew each day. Each day we are born anew, like the Buddha says. So there's no reason for us to ever hark back to the past, or for us to ever compare ourselves to others, because they're on different timelines, you see? And we are all on our own path. And we realize that when we do meditate, when we do dive within meditation, it's a very freeing experience, very expansive experience, because you see that you have the ability to impact thousands. You have the ability to affect millions with your aura, with your energy, with your healing, nature, you see. You are self-healing, you see. Your field, your quantum field is expansive. Actually, it's an energetic field that is measured in quantum ways. Everything is quantum, by the way, because everything is math. Everything is mathematical. Because everything is energy, and energy cannot really be measured, but the clues it leaves is described within math. Energy leaves clues and footprints, and that's what math is. Sacred geometry is a prime example of this. So when we again can adopt these practices of meditation, diving within one's mind to create beautiful healing for self and the world through writing, right? Through dance, you know, through yoga, movement of the body. This is rejuvenation of the self. We are bathed in our own energy, the energy of the source. We are bathed in that energy like candlelight. And it does affect our surroundings. It does. It purifies the vibration of objects around us. It purifies the vibration of our online presence. And, you know, anything we do is purified and charged with that high-flying vibrational energy, you know. We have the intention of being, capital B, you know what I mean? We have the intention of being for self and the world. And being, and that's it. We don't need to try, you know, we don't need to try to heal others or anything, because it is there within our energy. When we move, when we dance, when we sing, when we write, it is there, you see. So this imprint is our legacy. It is what we can all leave on the world. This is why I encourage everybody to adopt these self-care practices, to begin healing the self, because it is a beautiful, beautiful experience. And it evolves over time, and the expansion that you go through, it grows over time. It is exponential, you see. That's why, like, something that may have been in flow state for you a few years ago may be completely different for you now. Now you may have a more adaptive or a higher idea flow state, or like a more evolved or a more upgraded, you see, feeling of flow state. You know, the things you do now may be different than they were a few years ago, because now the things you do that bring you flow state are the things that bring you flow state now. You see, your energy has grown. You see, your personal power has shot up, you see. So this is the key, my friends, to self-discovery, to realizing the power we all each hold within ourselves. And we all have the ability to tap into this energy. It is the energy of the infinitesimal. It is the energy of God. It is the energy of creation, you see. There's nobody that is exempt from this energy. And no matter where you are in life, understand that you have attracted it towards you via your own energy, because your energy is this energy. It is the energy of this magnetism. You see, this attractive magnetism. God is the all-attractive energy, and we are his children. We have that all-attractive energy. This is how we are under the law of attraction, how we can rise above it to use it to attract what we want. We are actually always operative under it, and we may not be aware of it. So sometimes we attract things that could be really harmful or hurtful for us, or that may even reinforce wounds that we have within that we have not yet healed. My friends, adopt healing methods. Listen to what I say, yes? Make today the day that you put yourself first, yes? Make today the day that you choose love. You choose love over everything else. You choose love for self, yeah? And you choose to think thoughts that are loving, yeah? For you, for self. So what does this mean? Seema, give me some examples. The best and only example I can give you is the example of meditation, like I said, because it will wipe the slate clean the more you do it. Yes, it will. Meditation is the key and the answer. it is a direct linkage to God if you do it properly. Actually, there's only one way to do it, and that is properly. Anybody who's ever told you anything negative about meditation is existing within negative paradigms of seeing the world. They have not yet awoken to the goodness that is everywhere, to the beauty that is everywhere, yeah? There's always beauty in everything. Today I was walking by a house and I saw at night and I saw some Halloween decorations, and to anybody else, you know, they may have thought like, whoa, this is so scary, or this is so intense, or, you know, like it was a lot. But I looked at it, you know, and I my thought was, you know, like, this is so cool, because there is nothing in this world that is not beautiful. Even like things that we may be thinking are not beautiful, because you may think that they're dark or destructive or you know, whatever it may be, they are so beautiful. They're equally as beautiful as that which is light and whatever, right? You know, the antithesis, basically the opposite. Like, you have to understand, there is a new moon every month, as well as a full moon, right? The moon is black. And then it's also fully illuminated, right? Just the opposite, right? Each month. So how can there be light without any darkness? There cannot be. There cannot be full illumination of the moon without total eclipse of it, you see? So we have to live in this way that no matter what we are experiencing or encountering, we can always be stable and balanced, and we can always withdraw to the self that is within, to the stability that is within, to the God that is within, and we can see everything as being sacred and attractive and attracted to us by our own self, and beautiful and supercharged with a supernatural energy, right? This is life, guys. Life is magic. Life is pure magic. It is magic. Everything is magic. There's nothing that is not. There's nothing that is not magic. People wish to see God in the form of a bright light or an apparition or whatever. But the sun rises every day. The sun is in the sky every day. And when it's not, it's on the other side of our globe, of our spherical globe, you see? It's on the other side. God is always there. God is always there. And yes, nature operates based off of cycles. Today, the sun is here, and at night, the sun will go, and today, you are alive. And when you leave this planet, you will go. And there's nothing harmful or fearful about that. There is everything beautiful and transformational about that. And this is why, you know, one should also never fear death, because we do die. We do. We have died before. That's how we are existing in these bodies now, because at one point we have, you know, been in another form and earned the body that we have now. You see, everything we're experiencing in the third dimension is a result of past action. Again, this is what karma is, right? Action, reaction. So we are living out the reactions of previous actions, you see. So yes, we have passed before. We can do it again. You see, there's nothing to fear about death at all, you know, just to dive into that topic. And this is what I would say to a patient that may be facing some sort of, you know, ailment or diagnosis. For some reason, I feel the need to dive into this spectrum here. This is what I would say to them. I would say, go forth, be empowered, you know, to cross over, right? Be empowered that you will soon see the truth of everything in existence, and there is great gold awaiting for you. There is great fortune awaiting for you as you realize the soul, as you realize who you really are. And you will see that this body was only temporary and everything that came with it as well. And you will understand that the only thing that is everlasting truly is energy, and how energy is what we are always, what you should always be seeking to remember. And I would tell them that because of the temporary nature of this material world, during one's life, we should all seek to focus on the primordial energy, which is a God. We should all seek to focus our life force energy, our air, our life breath, and our attention and focus upon God and who He is and His energy. And as we focus there, we heal past misbeliefs, past lies that we have told ourselves about who we are, that, hey, I am this body or ego or personality. No. When you pass out of this world, you realize that all these things are figment, right? You realize that all these things are not true. They are temporary, and everything that is temporary is only as true as we think that it is. You see, our reality is only as what we think it to be. You see, we create our reality with each thought that we think. With each thought that we think, we are sending vibrational emissions out into the cosmic creation. And like webbing, it is unfolding into different experiences that we then attract towards us or see somewhere or see as synchronicity, right? So it all starts and ends with focus. It all starts and ends with our focus. Because I mentioned the proper way to see the eighth house, which is death, I would also like to mention the proper way to pass from this world. It is instructed in various ancient texts that the proper way to pass out of this world is by fixating the life breath or the life force energy within the two eyebrows and focusing on the energy of God, of the infinitesimal. And in doing so, we reach Him very quickly and easily when we shed the body, because time and space does not exist beyond Him, beyond higher intelligence, super intelligence. Time and space is super intelligence. So when we wish to travel somewhere in the ether or via vibration or dimension or towards the higher planets or what have you, we must know that we all, number one, have the ability to do it by our power of focus, and number two, we can practice this ability within meditation every single day of our waking lives. This is what the human life is actually originally meant for. This is the prime purpose of human life, is to focus the life force energy upon our Creator, so that we are actually liberated or freed from the cycle of birth and then death and then birth again. You see, because when we are trapped in the cycle of continuous incarnation or reincarnation, we cannot remember, right? We are what? Distracted from everything that we must be pursuing. Capital E for everything. Everything that we must be pursuing, which is our Creator in itself, and that bond and relationship and linkage with our source, right? Yes, the more births we take, the more karma we accumulate as well, because we create more karma in each birth. And so it becomes harder and harder to free ourselves from this karma. So if you have been lucky to take a human form of life, do not waste it. There are 8.4 billion species of life on Earth, including cats, dogs, hogs, lizards, iguanas, ants, bugs. Today I saved a bug from my bathtub. We could have been anything. But somehow, luckily, fortunately, because of previous karmas that we have performed that have been that have been on the side of truth, that have been proper, let's say, or that have been spiritually expansive enough to lead us to a human form, because of all this, then yeah, we have taken a human form of life. So we should use this human form of life to our greatest capacity, to its greatest advantage, by utilizing every single moment and truly living out heaven on earth, by having the divine in our subconscious, so that no matter what we do, it is infused by this brilliant, expansive, loving energy. Energy of love. Energy of love. So that no matter what you do, you are in the moment and you are happy. And you are loving self and loving others. This is the way to have peace. They say that it is not possible to be happy all the time. It is not possible to be happy all the time, because life is action reaction. We have to face our karmas. However, it is possible to pursue happiness all of the time. This is possible. It is possible to remain, to try to remain focused all the time. Yes, this is possible. Are we going to be completely happy and focused and awakened and enlivened 100% of the time and, in linkage with our creator 100% of the time? No, probably not. Not even the great swamis of our generation could do that. Because we are living in a certain time frame of cosmic creation that is diluted. It's drowned in ignorance. We live in an age of Kali. This is called Kali Yuga. We are more forgetful of our true selves than ever. However, like, look around, you know. There's mass destruction everywhere we look, and mass disobeying of natural law everywhere we look. However, it is possible to do our best, right? To wake up every day, do our best to maintain inner focus upon spirit, right? To maintain spiritual awareness of self, because we are linked to spirit. We are spirit, and we are linked to spirit, right? The greatest spirit. So this is what I had for you today. Please understand that you have the ability to focus your consciousness upon anything and to make it a reality. Do not hanker after material things like money or status or accumulation of material goods or even relationships in different forms. Heal the relationship you have with yourself first, and all will come. And when I talk about relationships, understand that in our generation, in our day and age, and in my current generation, relationships have been painted to be very one way or the other, very boxy, let's say. Either you are dating, or you are married, or you know, what is your gender? What is your sexuality? None of these things. When you pass out of this world, you will see that none of these things are real. You will see that marriage is meant to reflect the marriage of the divine masculine and feminine within you, the marriage of you with spirit, the marriage of you with yourself. That is real marriage. So all this outer fluff of dating and this and that, please understand that the only intention and premise and basis of all things should be love. It should never be about how it looks or what people think about, even like, let's say, your business or what, like, please understand that you have a very limited amount of time on this planet Earth. Do not waste it being deluded. Do not waste it being under the opinions of society or the paradigms of society and what society has made you led you to believe, because it's all for the benefit of the economy at large, the global economy, which runs based off of capitalistic, wounded masculine, patriarchal ideas to feed a system that has all of us enslaved in our minds and in our hearts, and that has kept us away from the truth of who we are for so, so long. Remember this. Don't ever let anybody make you feel like you can't love people. Don't ever make anybody let anybody make you feel like you can't forgive people or forgive yourself. You must never operate based off of any lower emotion for too long. If you are feeling negativity, depression, shame, fear, grief, or greed, understand that it is only to teach you something. It is only to teach you about what you are missing within yourself, what you are not seeing within yourself. Feel the feeling. Feel it so you can heal it. Feel the feeling of guilt or whatever, shame, sadness. Feel it and admit it and write about it. Meditate. Meditate towards higher realms. Meditate towards higher feelings. And sit with yourself with compassion through whatever you might be going through. Because only you can give yourself the love and compassion that you deserve. Because you're self-operating, self-energizing, self-serving, self-loving, self-rejuvenating, self-giving. Yeah? Nobody else can give you what you can give you. You know? Nobody else can. You are the answer, my friend, that you've been looking for. And in this way, all of your relationships will flourish when you realize that you can provide love to yourself and to an entire generation of people freely, easily, because it is from source that it all comes. So thank you for listening. If you listen to the whole podcast and if you made it to the end, I am enthralled by you. I am empowered and amazed by you. I am grateful for you and for your ear. I love you very much. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you in the next podcast. Peace.